Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've been watching that tape versus Arizona so far a couple times already today, so I'm sure we'll see it all week, but excited to see him on tape playing good football.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Brandon Ayuk talking about the Arizona Cardinals, who the 49ers play on Sunday at Levi Stadium. And just to let you know how many different opinions there are out there, I'm looking at the Comcast business text line, and the 415 says, Tucson is amazing, especially North Tucson. And then I've got Major Action from the 510 in Tucson. Steinie, I love Tucson. Fell in love with Tucson. Such a rad town. There's magic there. And then the 925, Tucson. Yeah, ain't no reason to go, Steinie.
Well, it's like, yeah.
What's like what?
Hearing that young lady through your words describe Tucson reminds me of Chico. My buddy Byron Carter went to Chico State.
It's the biggest party school in the country.
Dude,
used to be.
Hey, it was incredible.
According to Playboy
Magazine.
Fell
in love.
Yeah. You did?
Oh, my God.
You fell in love with a woman from Chico.
Yeah.
If you've been to Chico, I feel like you fell in love with a woman there.
Dude, it was incredible.
Why?
He was on the football team.
What does that mean?
It was action.
Chico's got action?
Oh, it had action.
Please.
They don't have football team anymore. My boy was on the Wildcat. Shell Cove. Used to go do karaoke on Monday. Nice.
Is that his name or is that a place?
It's a place. Shell Cove.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought
they had the downstairs like Blondie's. We'll be there Saturday. Blondie's ain't around no
What's
more.
Blondie's?
Yes,
Pizza
it is.
In Berkeley.
Oh.
No,
it's back.
Win!
Get in the game. Mark Ibanez coming up in 10
when
minutes.
When did he come back, Evan?
Well, it operated under a different name for a while, and then I think it's different ownership, but I believe it's called Blondie's, and it's in the same location.
Slice?
Yeah, you got your finger on the pulse, don't you?
I'll be there at 7:30 Saturday.
No, you won't. Game starts at 7.
Well, I'm getting there early. Walk around, chill.
So yeah. Why would you be at Blondie's at 7:30?
To get a part of the game day action. They'll still be there.
So you're going to go to the game late. You're like a Dodgers fan.
In the morning, bud.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Just stop.
In the morning, bud.
You want to bet?
We
give me a GPS tracker. There ain't no way
please.
You're in Berkeley at
no
7 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know it and I know it. Hey, let me ask you a question about Brandon Ayuk.
B.A.?
And I'm just going to ask you the question you asked me. Because I don't know. What do you think's going on with Brandon Ayuk? If anything,
it's incredible. There can't be anything going on. He won the negotiations. He got more than I thought he could get. And I'm Team Brandon, but not anymore. I wonder if he knew inside that building they were okay, led by Kyle, to trade him, and somehow he thought he was above that, and maybe that crushed him or cut him. But what he did Friday, last Friday with Shortgate, I feel like was premeditated and on purpose. And then the whole, whatever he was doing after kicking the shoes off, just gave me some insight to, and Stoney, I'm being real, I don't know what could be bugging this dude. But I'm going to tell you this, the right on the table, I think right now what's bugging him is the real Brandon Ayuk is Juwan Jennings. And I think that's eating at him. Some way. I know I don't have any sources, but Steiny, it's gotta be. It's killing him. And that catch real quick against the Jets that he missed in the end zone, and we thought, oh,
week one. Yeah.
Week one. But that let me know. I thought he was strong, because when you do what he did and play the hand that he played, you gotta be Tupac upstairs. You gotta be mentally strong. And he's letting me know every ball that he misses might just be, you know what, I missed it, goo. But now there's a lack of concentration, because I think there's two scoreboards going on in his head, and one of the scores is he has a score to settle with his head coach or somebody. Steiny, he is not right, and I'm telling you, if I can move him for Devontae, I do it. This is not.
I got
not,
a better trade.
Okay, give it to me. But that's what I think's going on.
I love that. You see, this is why you're getting better at radio. Because I said I got a trade for you, and you said, oh, I can't wait to hear it. You've already heard it, but way to play along. See? How you like this one, Niner fans? And this is who I am. I always think of you. I always think of you, the fan. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to be involved in a three-team trade.
All right. You ready? I like it.
You ready?
Well, how do I like it? I don't even know.
Devontae Adams goes to the Jets.
That's where I think he's going. Okay.
The Jets send Hassan Reddick to the Niners.
Now.
And Brandon Ayuk ends up with the Raiders. The Raiders.
I want to radio hug you, but I think you jacked that from somebody. That is too perfect.
I jacked that from nobody.
Reddick would help this defense.
Yeah, he would. Get Leonard Floyd out of there.
Wow. You came up that way?
I did. Because he wants to go to the Jets. The Jets haven't signed Reddick.
No, Devontae for sure. If you watch that Netflix documentary, Receiver.
And then the Niners would give up a... Wait, Adams goes to the right, and then Ayuk ends up with the Raiders.
So Niners would have to sit, what, a second, two along?
Yeah, big deal. And then you give Reddick Ayuk's money.
Because you need defense more than you need offense. The offense is not the Niners' problem, except in the red zone, right?
Admit it, Niners fans, you love that.
Oh, man.
You like that.
Hassan Reddick. He plays tonight. Cousins. You like that.
And my guy Mooney plays. Yeah. Let's go to Alex in San Jose. What's up, Alex? What's on your mind? Mark Ibanez coming up in 6 minutes, 1 o'clock, 6 minutes.
I wanted to share a very interesting meaning of Brock Purdy's name in Italian, because the two words sound very alike. Brocco Purdy. I'm Italian. I came from Italy when I was 13.
Brocco. Brocco.
Brocco. Very good. I'm glad you mentioned that already. That Brocco in Italian is basically a scrub, an incompetent athlete. That's what you call a guy. I learned that from watching soccer when I was a little kid, and my father calling these guys Broccos, Brocco. And Purdy in Italian means to lose. So he has such an incredible, appropriate meaning of the name in Italian, Brocco Purdy, because of the fact that he was Mr. Irrelevant and how everybody's always questioning how good he is, right? Isn't that unbelievably appropriate?
Wow, man.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's absolutely not appropriate, Brocco, because he's a hell of a player.
And that's what he's
doing. No, absolutely. I agree with that. I'm impressed. I like him.
But he's going against what it means in Italian.
I'm going to check with my mom
insane
on that.
Yeah, you can prove that on Google, Brocco. You can look up Brocco. There is a wiktionary definition. You have to scroll down to the middle of it or so, and you'll see that it means incompetent athlete.
Wow.
So Brocco is somewhat of a slang word. It's more like saying scrub, basically.
Okay.
And Purdy, spelled P-E-R-D-I, means to lose. You lose. So it's unbelievable. Anyway, I wanted to share this with as many people as possible, see what they think.
All right. Appreciate the call, Alex. You never know. You never know what you're going to hear.
I was going to ask him, how do you say Daryl in Italian? Daroano. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know how they say Daryl. I forgot. Your mom, they didn't
Mine would
it.
Be Matteo. That's what they like call that. Me in Italy.
He's yeah. an Italian.
It's great. But
anyway.
Daryl means beloved in Italian. Dude, that's dope.
Who says?
Jersey Ken.
So, are you in or out on Aiyuk?
I'm being real. I'm out. I don't think this has nothing to do with performance. Well, I don't like how he's handling his business.
Well, I don't like how he's performing.
I was the president of it. Well, you got an excuse a little bit if I'm
so
wrong.
So that's over. Come on. He's been playing for a month. It's Man. Time. It's
do
time.
You, do you think he is actually signed that deal and now all of a sudden is like, I don't like the lack of targets?
Yeah, something like that.
No, there's no way. He would have signed off going somewhere else when they had a deal in place.
He would have gotten the ball
that's
less on
those That's what's killing
teams.
Me about this.
What would you rather be? Targeted less than you want in San Francisco or targeted at all in New England?
But what am I getting paid?
The same thing.
Well, I would shut up. If the Niners paid me the bread that he's getting paid, I'm like, hey, we're here to win. Throw it to me five times. I get five catches. I'm cool. But you knew that before you signed. Like, what's his beef? That's what's I'm telling you, Steph, this were my boy. I mean, like, what the hell is your problem, dude? I don't get it. And short gate, that set me off. I know we had a few in this when we saw the video, but my good, that was, what did Dibley say? It was infantile. I don't know what's going on with them.
I don't either.
And now I'm wondering, are you better than Jennings? I'm being real. In this offense, with the way Brock Purdy's throwing the ball around, you're like Jennings is not going to evaporate. And I don't think Brock drops back and says, I'm mad at Aiyuk. I'm not going to throw it to him. I like Jennings. I don't think Jennings is making the catches, man. He's the Brandon Aiyuk right now. And I'm wondering, are we so sure it's going to change? As long as it's about winning. But Steiny, this thing, he's losing the race right now. And yeah. I don't know if he's going to catch up.
Again, I'm less interested in his individual stats as opposed to how the 49ers are throwing the ball overall. But it does look like something's going on with him. I don't know what's
going
on.
But he's getting the targets, Donnie.
Not really.
Yeah. Five. Well, he had eight. Yeah, no, those are the receptions. He had
five last week. He had five targets. Mm. Two catches for 48 yards.
One was a big one. First play of the game.
Yeah, so that means he had one catch in 59 and a half minutes.
So what do you think's going on?
I don't know. I think.
Because you said
I don't
the
think
video,
he's happy.
That. But. You can understand how somebody would say, what the hell are you talking about? Even if you didn't say it about Brandon, what the hell could you not be happy about?
I want to be featured more.
Brandon, we just paid you.
I want to be, it's not about the money. It's about my production. I knew I was getting the money from somebody. It's about production. And now that you paid me that money, I want to be treated like one of those guys.
Have you seen the balls that you've left on the carpet? We're throwing to you, bud.
I'm not saying he's right. I'm just trying to gauge why he's
Do you think the Niners, if they have the opportunity to get out from underneath Brandon Aiyuk, would say night-night?
I do.
I do, too. I would have said hell no up until Friday evening when that video surfaced of him and his head coach.
This is an interesting one, and I think it's fair. Overreaction, in all capital letters. We've seen Aiyuk down like this before. It will pass.
It's We've fair. Never seen that video, even when he was in the doghouse. Well, what was that? You've never seen Jerry Rice or Terrell Owens have the coach have to come tell him what kind of shorts to wear? So I want Brandon to go to a mic and tell a reporter what's really bugging you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Tomorrow at 2 p.m. brought to you by Echo. But seriously, what was that, man? That hissy fit you through
so
to where
funny.
You had to get checked by the head coach
so
after
funny.
You just got paid hey, like a number one.
Hey, Evan, remember when Ayuk was in the doghouse and Goo's like, I don't know why. And I'm like, well, it's probably because he's not blocking or he's got a bad attitude. And you're saying, no chance. You're making it up. Okay. How do you like his attitude now?
But see, you're trying to make a correlation to what we don't really know what had him in the doghouse.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it stayed in house.
What did
him being in the dog? We never knew why. No,
please, we knew why.
No,
I got to get to your guest.
Our guy.
All right, yeah. Hold on though.
The great.
I got to take care of business. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Mark Ibanez, longtime KTVU sports director, joining us on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going with you? I heard Sal Castaneda on here, truth be told, a couple weeks ago. Oh. I got jealous. I had to call you. I want to equal time.
You've got an open invitation on this show from Guru.
I appreciate that.
And so, hey, listen to him, Mark.
You know I'm calling in defense of Guru.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Because
somebody's got it.
I'm driving around calmly, enjoying, basking in the glow of Buster Posey as the new president of baseball operations, and Steiny playing devil's advocate to the hill.
Oh, no.
Poo-pooed. I mean, no, I had to stick up for Guru because, I happen to really believe it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's an excellent choice by the Giants. And, you know, to those who kind of look at it with, askance with like you did, Steiny, I say you look no further than, say, John Lynch, Steve Kerr, even Bob Myers. They had never been in the position they were put in and had great success before that. I mean, obviously, John Lynch had never run a football organization. Steve Kerr had never coached an NBA game. Bob Myers had never been a general manager. But you know what those guys have in common? DNA, man. It's called winners. They're everything they've done in life, they've been a success at, and there's no reason to believe that a guy as bright, conscientious, with a true love of the Giants organization and an understanding of the culture is not going to be a smashing success. That's all I'm saying about Buster. I love the move.
Mark, I'm with you, and right now they're already benefiting from the move, I believe, and I don't think that's the reason it was done, but the status of the Giants right now, they've been stale, they've been boring. I love this, and this is what I was just trying to sell to Steiny as you were listening to us driving around, is it'll all come out in the wash. We're going to find out if he's good at his job, but right now, not to be excited because one of your own is leading the brigade, I just don't get that. But I got to ask ask you a question. You've been watching this team since you've been a kid. I text Shasky last night watching the Padres game in the baseball playoffs, and I text him in the text red mark, when are the Giants going to get their star? And I'm not hating on any of the players on the roster now, but they don't have any star talent. Can you just speak to watching Giant baseball with no Posey, no Crawford for that matter? I mean, that's got to come to a head soon.
Well, yeah. I mean, not to mention the Lincecums and the Bumgardners and Canes and all those guys. Even having a guy with a lot of charisma like Brian Wilson out of your bullpen, you know. But to your point, the Giants, even when they've had down years in the standings, have always had what I call bathroom guys. You don't go to the bathroom when they're coming to the plate, you know. And that goes back to my childhood with, you know, Jimmy Ray Hart, obviously, Mays, McCovey, and Orlando, and the list goes on and on all through the decades. And they are missing that ingredient. And that's one of the things that I don't think Farhan ever really grasped, was that the Giants are a legacy organization. They should be spoken of in the same odd tones as, you know, the Dodgers and the Yankees. And I think that day is coming, because think about it. The Giants are going to be the only team in this huge market. Kids growing up today won't know anything about the A's. They're going to be Giant fans. They own the stadium outright, and they're building like crazy out beyond the right field wall. They own that. The Giants are going to be a financial juggernaut, and Buster Posey understands that side of the business, not just what's down on the field, that this team needs to be said in the same sentence as those two other franchises, and Farhan didn't get that on any level.
Huh. Interesting.
He was like, I hope we can get a seat at the table.
Wow.
You know, maybe we can do that. And it's no. I mean, the Giants should be an absolute powerhouse in all of Major League Baseball. And I think this was a great stride to it, because you've got a guy who understands it on an organic level. He's bright. And you know what what's going to be Buster's biggest success that Farhan also couldn't grasp? Mm. You can't be the smartest guy in the room. You got to bring people in. Mm. Buster will recognize his weaknesses, and he will call on advice. Can you imagine having Dusty Baker right down the hall and you never tapped his shoulder and said that, you know, what can you do, Dusty? What would you do in this situation? All the brain trust from years of experience, and Farhan never tapped into that. And he lost me when I heard that he allowed Gabe Kapler to take down all the remnants of the Giants' past success, i.e. their 2010, 2012, and 2014. Nowhere to be seen in the club. I mean, that would be like if I went to Guru's house and took down all his Little League trophies. I mean,
Wow!
or went to Steiny's house and took down his bowling trophies. Wow. I mean, you can't do that.
But how insecure is that, though, Mark? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. Think about that. That is really, when I heard that a couple years ago, I just checked out. It's like, this guy doesn't understand the position he's in to lead an organization like the Giants. And, you know, that's all I was champing at the bit to say yesterday when I was listening to you guys, is, you know, I think it's going to be a smashing success, but we won't know for probably 3 to 5 years, right?
Mark Abagna is joining us on 95.7 The Game, former KTVU sports program director, longtime Bay Area media figure. Let me switch it up for you right now. I just asked this to Guru. What do you think's going on with Brandon Ayuk, if anything?
Wow, I think that's a great question. You know, here's what I noticed about Brandon Ayuk Sunday. What do you guys think was his best play Sunday, this past Sunday?
He had a great catch. Yeah,
the first catch of the game, Mark, no. Like 35 yards.
Well, I think the second was a great catch. Okay. But go ahead.
Okay, the one where he semi-broke it for 35 yards, I watched that play time and time again, and I asked that you guys all do it. What did Brandon Ayuk do there that was different than, say, Terrell Owens or Jerry Rice or John Taylor. He did not smell the end zone. He ran straight for the sideline. And he's not a game-breaking receiver. He's not a game-blower-upper.
Oh, wow.
You know, he just, he went straight. He looked to get to the sidelines. He wasn't thinking six. And,
wow.
And that is the biggest thing I noticed about this guy is a lack of hunger and maybe a misunderstanding of what it takes as a unit to win the Super Bowl. Not just get there, but win it, to put the hammer down, smell the end zone, play win no matter what. Even if things aren't working out for you off the field, you still got to do it for your teammates. I think he lacks those intangibles, and you really can't teach a guy a nose for the end zone and he doesn't have it.
Mark, wow, you sound like Steiny a bit. You know, he says he's a good receiver, not great, and it sounds like you're questioning why would the Niners give him all that money, but I got to just give you this on that. What happened Friday with Shortgate? I thought about Bill Walsh. I thought about Jerry Rice. I thought about Jim Leland and Barry Bonds when Jim Leland ripped into him in spring training. But Mark, what bothers me and why I'm not a fan of how BA is acting, they just paid you like you're Jerry Rice. Why would you not know the code of what shorts to have on? Okay, the coach tells you what you need to be, but the way he went about getting undressed, basically, let me know, Mark, they paid you? And you still got some type of gripe? I can't for the life of me, and I think it's a bad look. I think it's embarrassing for everybody that they paid him, and he's acting like this. Mark, tell me I'm wrong.
I think you're absolutely right. I think, like most things, it's not just one thing. It's a cumulative at this point with him. I think it's a combination of immaturity. I think it may be a carryover from some bad feelings that were ruffled during the offseason negotiations. I think it's a feeling of entitlement. And those type of things all mixed together, and it's not a comfortable chemistry right now. You know what they always say, you can bury the hatchet, but nobody forgets where it's buried. Right?
Damn.
You know?
I love that.
You know?
Hey, let me ask, Mark, let me get you out on this one, because I have a Comcast Business text line in front of me, and the 209 says, they say Mark's off here. Ayuk was the leader in yak for the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, I may be off, but I can only go by what I'm seeing this year.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm talking about this year. Mm. Yeah, I'm talking about the difference, as Guru, you know, pointed out. Something's going on that happened in the off season. I don't think he's as hungry. But that being said, he may have been the leader in yak, but at the same time, I still agree with Steiny in that I think he's a very good receiver. I think he's a great blocker, but I don't think he's a game breaker like they paid him for. In summary,
yeah. Hey, Mark, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to catching up with you next time.
Always fun listening to you guys' show. You get my blood going.
I love it.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy.
See, he thinks like you about IU. You don't have a nose for the end zone.
I mean, that's the one thing I do want to bring up.
I
want to follow up on that point on the other side about the nose for the end zone and how Ayuk ran out of bounds on that play, because I do think something is becoming apparent, and maybe it's something that we got to start taking into consideration. 888-957-9570 is the number.
One final nugget before we get out of here.
All right.
Baez was correct. Brandon Ayuk was not one of their leaders in yards after catch last season.
Oh, he wasn't last
year. Debo Samuel, in order. Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk.
So 2 years ago, he led in yak, not last year.
I don't know about 2 years ago.
And he's fourth on that list, but that netted him 30 mil.
Interesting. I want to continue this on the other side, because I do want to get into something that is definitely becoming apparent, at least to my eye, and I'll ask Guru how he feels. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Now,
back to Steiny Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, a week from today, what we got? You and I are going to be out at the Veranda in Concord watching the Thursday night game.
Niners-Seattle.
Niners-Seattle in Concord.
Yep.
And it's a Thursday night game, 5 o'clock start. I think we're going to be there from 4 to 6.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll be this hot. It's been hot, Jack.
Oh, it'll be warm out in Concord.
Yep.
It'll be warm out in Concord. So next Thursday, if you're not doing anything, come join Guru and myself.
Yeah.
Guru will chat with you, and I'll listen to him chat with you.
Hey, when we did that game, Evan came up with name the states that start and end with the same initial, same letter. Did we say Alaska?
Yeah, because it's one of them.
All right. Filmo Mike texted me Alaska.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. I do want to get into something that Mark Ibanez said, former sports director at KTVU, about Ayuk. And he said he doesn't have a nose for the end zone. And that's the one thing to me that's become apparent. If you just close your eyes and think of the catches that Jennings has made this year and that Ayuk has made this year, Jennings just looks hungrier. He attacks the ball. He goes and gets it. And it feels like Ayuk's just not as edgy as he used to be. And maybe it's the function of not being a training camp, but he just does not look highly motivated right now.
Yeah, he had 7 touchdowns last year. And I'll say this to you, partner, about Mark's point and that play. I never once looked at Ayuk like he doesn't have a nose for the end zone. And 7 touchdowns in this system, because you got to share and it's got to go around a lot. I get it. That's where I was under. That's what impression I was under. But you don't get paid the Benjamins that the Niners paid Brandon Ayuk if they feel like he's not that. He don't have a nose for it. And you know, I just don't get what's going on. I just feel like he's in his own way. And I'm rooting for him, Steiny, but I just, like, I don't know. Like, this is bad. And I know you're going to laugh because it's a team game, but if this trend of Juwan Jennings being the leading receiver and getting the touchdowns, it almost makes the Ayuk deal just in year one look kind of crazy as to you could have spent that money elsewhere when you had Juwan Jennings, Brandon Ayuk, wearing number 15.
But the prevailing sentiment was, we need Brandon Ayuk.
We're in a championship window. Yeah, I was leading.
And how can you go into the year without Brandon Ayuk? You're just not as good.
And I was the one saying
that. Is that true? I don't know anymore.
Well, what does it look like through 4 games?
Doesn't look good.
All right. And there's 13 more. But right now, and no matter what happens from this juncture on, we got to put some respect on Juwan Jennings' name. You said it this offseason, like he could do more. I'm like, Stoddy, he's cool. But he looks like he could handle the load if there were no Brandon Ayuk. That's what's amazing about watching Brock Purdy drop back. Like, it ain't just Debo and Ayuk. It's Debo, Ayuk, and JJ.
And this is kind of what I mean about, okay, so the Warriors lost Klay Thompson. He's a 20-point scorer and 40% from three-point range. And what a great shooter. They can't just lose Klay. They're going to be worse. No, not necessarily. Yeah. Okay, they won't have a 20-point scorer replace him. But what if they get a 14-point scorer who replaces him but does other things better? And I kind of feel that way with Ayuk right now. Right now. I think he's going to reestablish himself, but to me, it's, let's say you wouldn't have Brandon Ayuk and you get McCaffrey back. Are you really much worse off in the pass game without Ayuk if you're going to use Jennings and Debo?
Yeah.
And Pearsall if he can come around.
And Steiny, when you say it like that, you're giving one Brandon Ayuk the benefit of the doubt, and I understand it. If we just want to say this slow start is because of no training camp, but at what point, partner, or what week are we going to say,
now?
Okay, it's go time?
Absolutely. It's been a month.
No, but what if this continues and we're week 7 or week 8?
Then I blame Brandon Ayuk and the organization. All right. It takes two parties for a guy not to show up to training camp. So if Ayuk doesn't reclaim his talent or reclaim his career, that's a problem. Ryan's in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man? Hey, Ryan, what's going on, buddy? Ryan,
hey, sorry about that. I was on mute.
Oh, okay.
Hey, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Still learning how to use a cell phone. This was my point with Ayuk. I don't think any of us should be shocked by immaturity with Ayuk. I mean, just a few years ago, he was in Kyle's doghouse, you know? And why was he in the doghouse? I think it was related to, like, to effort and consistent effort and professionalism and blocking and doing all the little nuanced things that Kyle expects his wide receivers to do. And it's funny how at the time, you know, some of the younger people, younger generations were like, he's being too hard on him. This is, you know, how can he be so hard on him? It's like, this is professional sports. Be as hard as you need to be on someone. You know, that's part of the culture. He worked his way out of that doghouse. He started playing with intense effort, and we saw his potential, you know what I mean? And I think his contract reflects his potential. But then now he starts with the immature things again. And my point is, I don't think any of us should be surprised by it. I mean, now we have two separate cases of immaturity with Brandon Ayuk. And this is my fear. My fear is, when is this going to happen again? Is it always going to be this highs and lows? Is he going to break out of this slump, start performing? And then as fans, we don't care as much because he's producing on the field. But then what happens when, you know, some other instance happens or him and Kyle start beefing and then the antics start again? So to me, it's a little concerning, but now we have two separate instances of immaturity. That's just my take.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and Stoney, I don't feel comfortable. Defending him. And I was Johnny Cochran for him, but
yeah, I know.
I got to say this, you back me up here for once. I did call him out because I didn't like the podium. I didn't like him going on these podcasts before he got paid. I didn't like how he was being so vocal with his with what was going on, talking to Jaden Daniels. They don't want me. Back me up on that. That I consider that immature.
Okay.
But forget that. They paid him.
And he's still doing
it. Yes. Mm-hmm. But this is why I'm so I'm blown away that he did what he did Friday, man. Like, I'm giving him a pass on the field.
But Ryan and Irvine saying, why are you surprised? He's done this before. Maybe not kick his shorts, but I mean, it's part of the narrative now. He was in the doghouse with Kyle early in his career. I mean, I think, and people may disagree with me, but I really do think that the 49ers were in the exact same position with Ayuk in a way that they were with Draymond. They talked themselves into that, we can't play without him to reach our goals. And so they paid him. But I do think it was also a matter of they didn't want to let him go for nothing. And nothing to me included draft picks because they didn't want they wanted something this year, tangible. But if you were to ask me if I think Brandon Ayuk will be with the 49ers long term, my answer is absolutely not.
Wow.
I just don't think so.
And I'm just doubling back to the episode. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just think it's a contract that they may move. They're going to be able to move off of if they want to.
Do you think they regret it now?
No, I don't. I don't. Because I think they had to go through this scenario of, all right, if we pay him, maybe he's not going to be ready, or maybe we kind of know he's not crazy about being here, but we cannot let go of an asset this big for a pick next year because we've got to have him this year. But I believe there's going to be some noticeable changes after the year, and he might be one of them.
Well, you feel how you feel, but all I keep thinking about is what we talked about, the episode of The Office where Kyle Shanahan said he had to run upstairs or wherever to stop the fax machine because they had a change of heart on Brandon. But I bring that up because that's how close he was close to becoming gone, Stani.
Yeah. And Paul George was close to being gone with the Clippers.
But he came back and played for the Clippers. And I'm not saying he was Jordan. He played, and he looked like himself. This looks like a dude that's rattled.
Well.
And what are you – real quick here. If Juwan Jennings ends up being the leading receiver or doing double or more than Brandon Ayuk, are people going to sit here and say that's what he's mad at?
I think Jennings is better than Ayuk.
I just think it's a bad look the more this continues. And you could be like, Guru, it's about winning. You're right. But something is – there's a rat somewhere on the table. This, or is, under like, this is Pepe Le Pew. If you give receiver A, you cave into his demands, but you almost traded him. And then you got old Johnny Reliable, Juwan Jennings, who makes $500 million less, putting up numbers, and my man is – nowhere to be like exactly. That. Oh my God!
Well, it's the same thing that happened with Anthony Lamb and Jonathan Kuminga. Why is Lamb playing? He's better than Kuminga. I know you hate to hear it.
Oh, man.
But 2 years ago, he was, and I'm not the only one that thought that. Kerr thought that.
Yeah.
So I just the eye test is telling me that Brandon Ayuk isn't crazy about being here right now.
And that is just, that blows me away, Matt.
And I don't think he'll be a Niner in 2 years.
But why are you giving it that long? We'll see what Devontae, now Ayuk hasn't played that card. But
what card?
If he's disgruntled and wants to get out of here, you know, I thought we watched this movie before and he didn't want to leave. So how could the Niners not look themselves in the mirror and know what they were signing up for?
Because they didn't want to let him go for nothing. And they did exactly what we've seen Bay Area teams do. They've signed him to not lose him, and now they're going to look to move him maybe.
And not to be a smartass, right now you're basically getting nothing when you look at him through the prism of $30 million a year.
What if right now, because they don't have McCaffrey, defenses are playing the Niners in a certain way, where, guess what? We're finding out Ayuk's not a number one. He's not a number one.
Well, I'll just say we've seen some drop balls.
It's not even about the drops to me. It's about how good is this guy really? He's good.
And they paid him like
he's
good.
But he's not. No, they paid him like he's great. And he's good. And like I said, I think they made a mistake with Ayuk, but you know, it's not going to kill him. It's not going to kill him because he's not useless. Obviously, he's still pretty good.
Well, they need him. If McCaffrey's going to take some more weeks and they're going to play better competition, it's not just one receiver needs to get off. It's all of them. And they need to be prolific. And right now, Stani, the rat on the table again is they got a red zone problem for 4 weeks. And I'm not putting that at Ayuk's doorstep, but you're a part of the reason that a team this loaded shouldn't have a red zone problem.
408, but to answer the question Ryan asked, why would you expect something different from BA? Because now he's paid the bag, so I would expect him to be on his best behavior. What if I told you, 408, that after you get paid is when you don't have to be on your best behavior?
Right.
I'm not saying he's going out of his way, but now he is locked in. And I could see a scenario in which, you know, Ayuk wasn't crazy about being here the first 4 years. Now he's got the bag. Now he can be like a top flight A1 wide receiver diva.
Yeah, nah, he wants to win.
You don't know that.
No, he wants to.
I mean, you don't know that. It's a good throwaway line.
No, any competitor that gets paid wants to live up to the contract. Now we're like,
maybe individually, statistic wise.
Well, he's not doing that part.
Well. So,
and I believe half of that is his, more than half is his fault.
I'm just saying, you know, oh, he wants to win. It's just a blanket statement he can throw over anybody. I don't know. I don't know if he wants to win. I mean, of course he wants to win, but some guys want to win more than other guys. And I'll tell you this right now. Maybe it'll change, but Juwan Jennings wants to win more than Brandon Ayuk. You can just tell by the way they play.
Yeah, I ain't comfortable going there. I just know when we had the Instagram gate in the offseason, not even 20 seconds after IU tweeted, I don't want to share my food, Juwan Jennings tweeted something to the effect of, man, people overestimating themselves on how important they are. I'm paraphrasing. And then he had to go fix that and say that wasn't meant towards BA. The season starts, Brandon gets paid, and now Jennings is balling, catching everything coming his way.
510, if you're a me guy, you're always going to be a me guy. If you're a team guy, this is not what you do, whether you're paid or not. Goodbye, Ayuk. And that's kind of what I'm blown away by, is if to me this is, and I'm not saying I'm any different, but we went through an entire summer where I thought, yes, there were some people that were tired of IU.
Oh my gosh.
But I think in general the sentiment was, we must re-sign him because this is our championship window year.
And he helps an unproven Brock Purdy who we're finding out without IU services is Billy Badass. So
exactly.
I just don't know what he could be mad at. That, I guess that's what's really, really eating at me.
I'm sure.
And maybe he's listening right now saying, Goo, I'm going third person. I'm not mad at all. I'm just trying to play myself in shape.
Yeah, it's more than that. It feels like. I should say it feels like more than that to me. 669, Jennings still has that hunger from being a seventh-round pick like Brock Purdy. B.A. was a first-rounder, and he got the bag he wanted.
Well, yeah, the bag they gave him, he cleaned up.
But clearly something happened this summer that signing on the dotted line didn't altogether fix.
And now, I don't understand that. Business is business, and when you get the what you feel like fair market value, or you win the deal or the negotiations, Steiny, that's a time for celebration, and it's a time to go live up to that contract. And no matter what is said or what's eaten at him or who don't like who, if that's the case, the bottom line is this is not the Brandon Ayuk through four games that the Niners saw last year.
And those are facts. Positively will transfer to Purdy next year. Because we now look at Brandon Ayuk as a $30 million receiver. And that's why people are harsh now on him.
But you're missing a lot there. We watched Brandon Ayuk go public, and a lot of people didn't like that. But regardless,
when Brock Purdy gets $60 million a year, we will view him differently.
But will there be a fight before he gets that $60 million? I would bet my right arm right now, no.
Why?
He'll keep quiet. That's professional. I don't think Brandon did him any favors talking about what was going on.
Well, he didn't hurt himself.
Well,
everybody says Ayuk won the negotiation.
Yeah, but
how?
Amongst fans, I think it's hurt. It's double backing because he's not living up to it. And that's what's taking something away from the vitriol, I believe, that is. It's not at high point, but it's coming his way, and I think that has a lot to do with it. If Purdy gets 60 and keeps quiet and gets 60,
no,
that's different than what Brandon's done this offseason, going on every podcast, spilling all the business.
Here's what I mean. How's Brock Purdy playing this year?
Excellent.
Okay. When he gets paid $60 million next year,
expectations are way higher.
If he puts four games together, just like he's done, we'll say, well, that's what he should be doing. He's a $60 million quarterback. That's what he should be doing. And we're going to judge him more harshly. Now, Purdy's playing great.
Right.
He's having an unbelievable season. He's doing everything right.
But
next year at $60 million, it will be expected. And if and when he falls short of those expectations, he will get criticized.
Well, no doubt about it. But there's no component of bad blood right now. No, right now, we don't know if they like each other. If Kyler Friday, what the hell was that? Might have been nothing, but it looked like something. My point to you is that's naturally going to happen. But there will be no, as the world turns, of do these guys like each other? Right now, I think Brandon doesn't like Kyle or Kyle don't like Brandon. That's not going to happen, I don't believe, with Brock Purdy and his natural evolution of the negotiations. If they just keep quiet, he signed it. Yeah, people will say you ain't living up to it. But, Steiny, we're actually, I feel, these two men are not on the same page. So did something happen in the negotiations?
I don't know.
Have been strong enough for both of them to part?
I don't know.
But something seems up.
I'm just telling you that
I agree with you on the expectation. That's every player.
If Brandon Ayuk had not gotten a contract extension and was playing right now under the 14, we'd be saying, oh, boy, he's losing some money.
Oh, he's losing some money.
Yeah.
But that comes with the territory, Steiny.
That's my point. The reason everybody's killing him now is because he's making 30, or he's not, but now he is among the highest paid wide receivers. And he's not even close.
So you don't believe none of it has to do with how he's handled that before he got the bag?
Wait, so he's mad at how he handled the situation?
No. Kyle or whatever. I don't know what's going on. Collateral damage between, I don't know what to, something's going on. I'm not saying, Brandon's mad at himself. I don't think him and Kyle are on the same page.
I'm not sure they've ever been on the same page.
Well, they were the day that Kyle told the powers to be, stop, don't trade them. Let's figure something out.
To me, the choice between getting rid of him for a second round pick next year and signing him to a contract that you have to bite the bullet. It's like, I hate to do it, but you know what? We got to bite the bullet. But I don't believe for 1 minute Ayuk signing that contract means he's going to be here for a long period of time. Maybe they signed him and they're saying, let's see how things work out.
Well, they need to be better than this.
We cannot afford to not have him in the building and not have any replacement. But who knows? I mean, Ricky Pearsall, this was the first week he could have been activated. Well. He's not being activated. And maybe that played into it, too. I mean, you sign Ayuk. Maybe Pearsall, I know, this doesn't get shot. Mm-hmm. And instead of Pearsall not having played, we're 4 or 5 games in, and we're saying, damn, Pearsall's good. He's pretty good. Well, now you move Ayuk. Mm. That could have been part of it. But they don't have Pearsall to give them that wiggle room. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. We'll talk about it on the other side with Willard and Dibs on the crossover. But it certainly feels like it's a situation of what's eating. Remember What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Of that I don't.
You never heard that movie?
Mm-mm.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Nope.
It's a Johnny Depp classic. He's an American actor. You might want to familiarize yourself with some of his better work.
What else?
Not 21 Jump Street.
He was in that, though.
All right, crossover coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.